that money comes from?
The recorder's marriage license, and then we do get some from the city of Hollister that they collect at time of like fines and stuff.
Did you say that was the Women's Crisis Shelter?
The Women's Crisis Center.
Center. Is that the one in Rockaway?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. That?
Oh.
We know.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you need a motion?
We need a vote. Yeah. Or two.
I make a motion that we approve the funds to go to the Women's Crisis Center. From the Marriage and Dissolution Case.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you.
Memorandum of Understanding 911 Emergency Telephone System, PSAP number 18-074CM. I have a letter dated October 23rd, 2018, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's drafted the Memorandum of Understanding between the County and the Sheriff's Department relating to the 911 emergency telephone system and the Public Service Answering Points funding mechanism. And the Memorandum of Understanding is substantially similar to the agreement proposed and approved between the County and the City earlier this year. And he approves the Memorandum of Understanding as to form.
Is this the payment of the new system, or is this the disbursement of funds?
This would be moving forward from June the 13th of this year on forward to future time.
I think the understanding just tells what the sheriff's obligation is.
Correct.
Like we entered into one with the City of Branson, correct?
We have sent it to them, yes.
Sent it to them?
Yes. And it is my understanding that it's not been returned, but yes.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding for 911 Emergency Telephone System line between Caney County and the Sheriff of Caney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A resolution to opt out of loggers.
The coroner said that he was going to be on town today and he couldn't be here in case his explain why his presence isn't here.
I have a letter from my attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 1st, 2018.
I'm going to read the resolution.
Resolution to opt out of covering certain elected officials in the loggers program. Whereas the County Commission of the County of Caney, State of Missouri, pursuant to Sections 70-600 through 70-755 of the revised Missouri statutes, desires to opt out of covering the elected office of coroner who works less than 1,000 hours per year from the loggers program, and whereas Caney County Commission will continue to cover all elected officials that work over 1,000 hours per year, and now therefore be it resolved by the Payne County Commission as follows. One, in accordance with Missouri Statute 70-600 through 70-755 of the revised Missouri Statute, the elected office of coroner who works less than 1,000 hours per year shall not be covered in the loggers program. Passed and approved by the County Commission of Payne County, Missouri.
Did we ever find out if this is this reversible or not?
Yes. I think Travis was going to, anyway, Loggers said this is just this coroner has stating that he's not going to work more than 1,000 hours, and the Loggers policy is if you work over 1,000 hours, the county pays into that retirement. But due to his own personal reasons, he does not want to be part of it. If another coroner is elected, then the county commission will need to rescind this order and send to Loggers. Is that correct, Ms. Donna?
Probably, I'd say that, you know, if they declare that they work 1,000 hours, over 1,000 hours, that's safe in there, then they're like a teacher. Yeah, I'd say
I'm just trying to make sure it accomplishes what we're all trying to. Because we had it, and then we rescinded it, and we're trying to put it back in, correct?
We did all that at the request of the president.
Right.
And they discussed that over the phone meeting. I think our attorney was going to send a letter to that effect, did he not?
There's a letter in there.
There's a letter on this one, but then that question came up.
I think there's an updated letter. Maybe I haven't, it's been a while since I read it, but that in the event that a coroner comes in that's going to work like a more than 1,000 hours, then the commission can rescind that, and that coroner will receive.
And it says the individuals at Loggers indicated will not present an issue in this instance, and the county would be free to change course in the future in the event circumstances change.
Correct.
So
I hope the minutes will reflect that, so in the future, if that happens.
And this will be in our file as far as. Okay. So we need to. So you've already read it into the record, the resolution. So
yes.
Move to approve resolution to opt out of covering certain elected officials in the Loggers program.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And we'll need to give accounts payable and insert both a copy of that so that they can send it to each for their file.
Benefits discussion.
Assuming this is for the to sign on the $100 that we currently pay for the.
I think if we would have told John Akers or from Allison Akers that we'd give them a decision on if the county was going to continue to pay the $1,200 annually on employees that had their family on the medical insurance. The last count that I got, realizing it can change weekly or daily, the last count I got, there was 78 employees, 55 that affect GCR, that would affect the budget, and at $1,200 a year, that would be $66,000 out of the GCR budget. And Road and Bridge budget would be 21 employees. we only, and that included in GCR, two elected officials. We may not, we can either our insurance increased about $100,000 to stay with the same policy that we had before without increasing the deductible. If we didn't do it for $66,000, then we, in the budget, in GCR, would come up about $35,000. Once again, those numbers can change according to the employees. And open enrollment is about the end of the month or so, and we won't know until then how many employees are going to sign on. Pretty soon.
We've always talked about how the benefits is what helps keep our employees, so I don't want to start changing any of the benefits.
Do what?
In the years past, we've always discussed how the benefits is how we attract and retain employees, so I don't think we need to be making changes on benefits, because that's always been something we pride ourselves in having good benefits. So
that's the reason I made the motion that we stay with her. For all the employees, the health insurance, and not increase their out-of-pocket pay.
Part of the benefit. I know there's municipalities that pay up to 2/3 of the families, but it's not an uncommon practice for businesses and government to pay amounts either whole or partial with family members of the elected official or of the employee. So. Again, I don't have. I'm fine with leaving it just like.
Well, what I found in searching that one blessing that we have for employees is that we pay 100% of employees' medical insurance, and I didn't ever get another county that did that, and that's just the employees' insurance, not going into the, and that's treating in every employee the same. We have employees that would, in speaking with them, that would love to insure them, have their family on it, but they simply, on the salary, cannot afford to. So, if we're going to continue it, I think what we really need to be careful is, I would think we need to leave the elected officials off of it. That would directly benefit from it. And look at it strictly from.
And that's fine. If we have elected officials that have spouses or other family members that work for the courthouse, should we get rid of those insurances as well?
That would be going against the county policy.
I understand, but obviously I'm one of the employees or one of the elected officials that receives that. So I don't know who the other elected official is, so I'll just abstain from the vote. You guys can do whatever you think is needed for the county.
Originally, in doing the math and knowing that we've got to work on bringing our expenses and revenues close, originally, I felt that thinking the correct thing to do was to not have the extra $1,200.
Ms. Wyatt, you also sued the county to keep your salary higher than everybody else's. So, if you want to continue on with the employees, that is fine. I'm all for giving the employees the additional $100.
I'm sorry that I'm trying to keep it strict, and I'm sorry you're getting personal there and some past things. I don't think that's on the agenda.